Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David has just received the Medal of Honor at a ceremony at the White House. We have people still at the White House, and if the opportunity and the need arises for them to call in, they know exactly what they're going to be doing and calling in on News Radio 930 WBEN. In the meantime, your thoughts on the Medal of Honor ceremony. Did you watch it on TV? Did you listen to it on the radio? Did you have a watch party? What were people saying at the watch party? I watched it all by myself here in this talk studio at WBEN Radio, but you might have been with a crowd of people, a group of people watching it. And also, you can play career counselor for David Bellavia. In your mind, what do you want to see David Bellavia, Medal of Honor recipient, do next? And I know this probably is not going to make me very popular, but I hope he does not go into politics at all, because it's a dirty business, and I think David would end up being dirtied by politics. I don't think anybody dips the toe into the political waters and emerges the same person they were. Usually it's for the worst, to be honest with you. I hope David does not go into the world of politics, but that's just me. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Beth in Lancaster. Beth, you're on.
Yes, hi. I took the day off of work, very specifically put in a vacation day to make sure that I was here. In my house, it was David Bellavia Day. It had been proclaimed about a week ago when I had decided to be home. I'm in the middle of his book. I always said I was going to read it, and I am reading it, and I haven't gotten quite to the battle that he is awarded for, but there were some people that I thought were going to have been killed, and Fitz was one of them. And when I saw that he was alive, and when I saw when he started to be interviewed yesterday, I was so excited. I'm glad that, but I read when he was shot. I read when he talked about having the three gunshots, and Bellavia witnessed it all. I highly recommend that people read his book, but good luck getting a hold of it now, because everybody's out of it. You can't find it anywhere, but I was able to get a hold of my copy. I loved the ceremony. Absolutely loved it. And once you started to read and got to know the names and then started to see them all show up and the ones that he was making reference to, it was thoroughly, I enjoyed the whole thing. And I felt I was so proud of him and couldn't be prouder to be an American. I do hope he goes into politics.
Ugh.
Sad, because I don't think that anything could scare him away once he's done this.
It's a dirty, filthy business, and I hope he does not besmirch himself by going into it.
So is getting slapped up with blood and guts and killing terrorists.
Now, politics is dirty in a different way. Politics will steal your soul.
I don't think he wants to do it.
I hope he doesn't.
No. But I hope he does. Because you know what? If he does, I'm there. And I already told my husband, if he goes into politics, if he runs for Congress, I'm there. Look out, because I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to do whatever there is. And I think he would have a big following.
So you don't want to see him coming back to the radio?
Oh, yeah, he needs to do both.
Well, you can't do both. It's one or the other.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
Well, it kind of goes without saying. When's the last time Chris Collins did a radio show?
Well, this is true, but, you know, you're catching us right after the ceremony. Of course we'd love to hear him come back to the radio.
Ah, good. That's what I think his destiny is.
He's already said that he thinks he's going to have some kind of, he said, I'll do whatever the president wants me to do. And he said that before he left. And that leads me to believe that the president already has something in store for him that he will do.
Well, the immediate future for David Bellavia is going to be doing a whole bunch of public appearances for the United States Army. Mm. That's the immediate plan.
That'll be good. To what extent do we think that this could go? Could this go as high as the sky, or?
I don't know what that means.
It means.
It kind of already is. The Medal of Honor is the penultimate award you can receive.
I don't know. You can go pretty far in life once that happens. That's what I mean. Like, where will this take him? Is there any stopping him from here to make an impact? He's not done making an impact on the country. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I don't know that that's what he wants, but I'm glad you called in.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What do you want David Bellavia to do? I don't want to see him go into politics. Why? Because politics is dirty, it's filthy, it's disgusting, it's filled with vultures and dens of vipers, and I don't think he needs that. Here is Mark on a cell phone on WBEN. Hello.
Tom, I hope my phone doesn't break up too bad. Driving home from Syracuse.
Wow, you'll fit right in.
Yeah, man, you are working with John Rambo. This guy, when they describe what he did, I mean, it stops you in your tracks. No fear. No fear in this guy. And all these years I've been listening to him with you, I never knew he did any of this. It blows me away. He's a true American hero, and I hope he will hear this. And very grateful for what he's done for this country. I could only be still a thimble of his honor and bravery. It just blows me away. Selfless, how selfless he is. And as far as what he's going to do, I do hope he stays on the radio. I think he can do more good through the microphone than anything else he could ever hope to do in life. So I hope he hears this. And thank you for doing what you did. And you did a great job during the ceremony. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you. Glad we carried it on News Radio 930 WBEN, because it would have been awfully awkward if we didn't. David Bellavia has received the Medal of Honor. Your thoughts on the ceremony. And what do you want to see David Bellavia do next? And I'll just keep on saying, I don't want to see David Bellavia going into politics. I don't care if the president wants him to run for Congress. I don't think he should. Here is Bob. And that, by the way, is my opinion based not on what I want for myself. It's what based on what I think is best for David. Here is Bob in a car phone. Bob.
I just wanted to comment on the ceremony. I watched it like you by myself, and 63 years old, and I'm standing there, sitting there watching it, and I literally got choked up. I just thought it was a phenomenal ceremony, and clearly, I listen to your radio show, and obviously listeners kind of feel that they get to know you guys a little bit. But just watching that, I was so touched by everything that people had to say, including the president, about David. And the clearest example, if you're watching it closely, Tom, the clearest example of his humility and the kind of man that he is when he brought all of his teammates, I'll call them, up on the stage. And he just kept moving further and further to the right till he eventually stepped off the stage. And here he is, the center of attention, the honoree of the day. And he wants his guys to be up there.
Yep.
Until finally someone pulled him back into the middle. Just a tremendous man who politics could use more people like him. But I do agree that I think once you receive the Medal of Honor, you no longer go to that level. You no longer dip your toe in that arena, because it you're above it, quite frankly. I mean, I respect war veterans and military people and heroes, in fact, who go into politics. Medal of Honor is a different stratosphere, and I think it would be below him to do that. I'd love to hear him back with you on the radio in 2 months, 6 months, or even a year from now.
Speaking about a dirty business.
A great day. A great day, and a proud day for Western New York. I was touched by all of it.
Indeed. Thank you very much for the call, and well put. This award absolutely is stratospheric, and I do believe that dipping toes into politics would just be, I think, almost unworthy, almost an unworthy pursuit for a Medal of Honor winner, because politics is just a dirty and filthy way to make a living, and I don't see it. I could be wrong, but I don't see it. Let's go to Cheryl in Buffalo on WBEN. Cheryl.
Yes, hi. What I want to see happen with David Bellavia, first of all, I didn't get a chance to watch the ceremony because I was at work, and I don't have that luxury. but I'm very proud that he came from Buffalo, and he did a great job from what I heard from a friend of mine. But what I want to see happen with him is I don't want this to change him. I want to see him stay who he is, kind, caring, selfless, brave. And I would love to see him back on the radio. And definitely, I agree with you, not going to politics.
So what is your reason why you don't want him going into politics?
It's a dirty business, just like you said. It changes people. I've known local politicians who, before they were politicians, and it does. It changes a person for the worst.
I can't disagree with that based on personal knowledge and personal observation of people.
Yeah, it's horrible. And the ones that do stay the same, that it doesn't change them, they usually end up getting run over and run out of office and dragged through the mud. And they're the ones that get hurt the most. So, but I give kudos to David Bellavia. He did a great job. It's very emotional for me because my father served in Vietnam. So I salute David.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Very much appreciated. Your thoughts on David Bellavia's Medal of Honor ceremony and what you would like to see David Bellavia do the next part of his life. I mean, he can come back, obviously, to the radio show anytime he wants. Some people think David Bellavia should get involved in politics. I am not one of those people because of the fact that politics is just such a sleazy occupation. And I just can't see David getting into this at this point because he is in the atmosphere, if you will, of well, not just the atmosphere, the stratosphere, if you will, of awards. It doesn't get any higher. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, this is almost like it's just incredible. It is 20 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. And here's Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on. Hello.
Tom, always a pleasure. It's sad that David is not with you because I know what it's like to share that bond that the two of you have and that it's separated. So you do have that little selfish selflessness about it. So nothing wrong with it at all. You, of course, want the best for him, but God bless the guy. What a class act, especially when you figure the little podunk town that most politicians from New York City think of us as. Buffalo, New York, being the best city in the world and the best people. So the only thing I would say is God bless the guy, whatever he does. I wish him all the happiness, and you have been a brother in arms with him on the airwaves and everything he's done. And you guys have all been class acts as far as that. I'm glad it did not go to politics. I really am, so I'm glad. So there you
indeed. Well, thank you very much for the call. I hope David hears these calls when he has a chance to sit down and listen to some of the shows on the archives. I'm sure he will. Thanks very much. Your message for David Bellavia, your thoughts on the Medal of Honor ceremony, and what would you like to see David do? A lot of people have said he should go into politics, and I could not disagree with that more because politics is sleazy, and the Medal of Honor ain't sleazy. Here is Rio in Ontario. You're on.
Hey, Tom, I haven't called in a while, but, man, that was emotional listening to that. Like, you know, I just know David from the phone the past few years. He's a fantastic guy. He comes over so, like, genuine and humble and nice. I want to congratulate him. I mean, I'm calling from Canada, but guys like him is what makes this world great. That's the foundation for goodness, you know?
Well, we're seeing another side of David Bellavia. I mean, I know David Bellavia as the co-host of this show and as a funny guy. And this, you know, obviously was not the funny guy today, given his background and given the magnitude of the award he just received.
Oh, yeah, he's just genuine. Like, I guess maybe that's why he was so successful in what he had to do. He's so good in the moment, right? So, like, in your show, like, he does what he does, and you do your thing. And you're doing what you have to do then. And then when he was called, you know, that, you know, he's in on duty, but he's called to duty in a moment of action. And he's able to do that. Like, that's David, right? Like, you can have that calmness, that relaxedness. And you only some people can do what he's, you know, the greatness. You know, come on, you're life and death, right? And he's able to do it right on the moment. We don't know what we can do in life, right? Like, he was trained and all that. And then when he was asked to serve in that moment of, you know, fantasticness, where he, like, boom, he did it. He saved people. Like, we don't know what we would do. Like, how do you know? I don't know how I would do in a moment of, I've never in that kind of, you know, moment.
Well, as David has said, it's peer pressure, and it's the same peer pressure that can get a 13-year-old to smoke cigarettes, except the peer pressure turned for good. You don't want to let the guys with whom you're fighting down.
Yeah, I mean, he came through, like, goodness. I mean, you have to say it's great that his family's there. You know, I actually, the past few days, I actually thought, because I remember when he lost his dad, and my sense of time, whatever, whether it's a year, and my dad actually passed away 6 years ago yesterday, right? So I'm like, oh, man, you know, I know David would love to add his father there, right? Well, I listened to the ceremony on your channel there, and, you know, when the president said, you know, his dad's watching from heaven and stuff, which, you know, it's great. But can you imagine having your dad there? Like, and
his grandfather's still alive and was watching. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call at News Radio 930 WBEN. We will continue taking your calls on David Bellavia's Medal of Honor, your message for David, your thoughts on the ceremony, what you'd like to see David do next. And we still, of course, have people at the White House at the reception right now for David Bellavia, just outside of the East Room, as I understand it. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David Bellavia has just won the Medal of Honor, just been awarded the Medal of Honor by the President of the United States. Your thoughts on the ceremony? Did you watch it alone? Were you at a watch party? Did you watch it with friends? What did you think? What do you want to see David Bellavia doing next? A lot of people are thinking politics, and I pray that David Bellavia does not sully himself by entering the world of politics. I think that would be one of the worst things he could do. Let's go to, but that's just me. Let's go to Jay in Lockport. Jay, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I'd ask you how you're doing, but I know it's probably one of your best days ever, right?
Well, it's living the dream.
There you go. I just want to say that we don't need a Super Bowl. We don't need a Stanley Cup because we have the Medal of Honor. And that trumps everything.
Actually, David Bellavia would definitely like to see us win a Super Bowl and a Stanley Cup. The Bills and the Sabres are very important in David Bellavia's life.
Ours too, but this is huge for us. I'm happy to be a Buffalonian. I'm happy to be a Western New Yorker. We don't have a lot of things to be proud of, but this for sure is ours, and he is ours. And I'm just happy for him. I'm happy for, you know, everybody. So we needed this.
Well, the president did mention Western New York and Jamestown.
Absolutely. We deserve it. There's a lot of negative in Jamestown, and hopefully there's some positive now. So it's good to be, you know, and I hope he sticks with us.
Yeah, it is kind of like a Super Bowl win, I suppose. I wouldn't know because the Bills never won one. Thanks very much. I can just judge vicariously from how other cities react to Super Bowl and Stanley Cup wins. Back to the calls. It's Charlie in Buffalo at 803-0930. Charlie, did you watch the ceremony? What did you think?
Yes, I did. And I didn't watch it, but I heard it on the radio.
Got to turn the radio off. We're going to get right back to you, just like the call screener told you. Here is Rich in Pennsylvania. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I watched the ceremony alone, and when everyone started to clap, I stood up and applauded. I first found out about David when he was in the Veterans for Freedom. So you were asking, what do I think, or what do we think he'll do afterwards? And that was like an advocate for the troops and their missions. At the time, I think he started it in 2006. And there was a lot of a pushback against the war and, you know, bring the troops home. And they didn't want to, and, you know, there wasn't really an end. And I think David was an advocate for, look, let the troops do their jobs. Let them get success. Our country's worth defending. As far as getting into politics, I don't think he'll get into politics right away. I think maybe 10 years down the road he might. But I think he'll take his time. I hope he goes back to the...
I need you to hold on for a second because I want to go to the White House real quickly, Charlie. I apologize. And go to Tim Wenger calling from the White House. Tim.
Hey, Tom. We are live in the state dining room right now where this reception has been underway now for about a half an hour following David's huge honor, as you all heard and many of you watched. back home in Buffalo and Western New York. I just had a chance to talk to David, who's just absolutely being mauled by people, as you can only imagine. And he's just he's pretty much on the ceiling here, still humble, but finally able to, I think, relax a little bit and talk to people and kind of let some of the emotion out that he's been holding in for the past several weeks and really months. And just pretty remarkable indeed. And I was just thinking to myself as I, you know, took a picture, you know, it's not often that I think the president is upstaged in this house. And today there was no doubt he was, and he was by a great man and our friend and our colleague, David Bellavia. Amazing.
What specifically did David have to say once the ceremony was over, Tim? Because he obviously did not speak at the ceremony.
No, he didn't. He did have a meeting with the president in the Oval Office earlier. They talked about a range of issues, one of them being Iran and the current situation over there. You know, the fundamentals of what that discussion was, I don't know, but that was one of the points of conversation among many others, David said. Following the ceremony, he did go out, I believe, to the Rose Garden. Mike Baggerman was there as part of the credentialed press and spoke on the honor that he had just received. So he's done that. And now just within the past 10 minutes, he's made his way into the East Wing here of the White House and is headed toward the state dining room right now. But just absolutely immersed, three, four, five people deep at a time, talking to him, taking photos with him.
Well, anything else, Tim, we need to know from the reception?
The food is pretty good, Tom. I can tell you that. I'll confirm that the food is very good here.
Wow. What are they? What are they serving? Any buffalo chicken wings?
No buffalo chicken wings. I would say I'm not a big lamb fan, but the lamb chops are just amazing. Melts in your mouth. But really, it really is an amazing setting for something like this. And you know, I talked with longtime Congressman Tom Reynolds as we were just having some food and talking about this, and he said that probably in all of his years of watching anything happen in Washington, he thinks that these Medal of Honor ceremonies are amazing, and this one in particular, just due to the nature that it's Iraq, and David is the only living recipient of this award. Truly remarkable.
That's terrific. Tim, have you had a chance to speak? You talked with Tom Reynolds. You spoke with David Bellavia, of course, the man of the hour. Did you have a chance to speak with any other luminaries we'd all know?
Some of the folks that I mentioned earlier when we were talking, Carl Palladino, David DiPietro, Michael Caputo are all here. Tom Reed, Representative Tom Reed, Chris Collins. They did make a pretty quick exit at the end of the service. They're not attending the reception that continues right now. I think it'll probably wrap up in the next 15, 20 minutes or so, though. It's interesting to note, it's not just the state dining room, too. It's the entire east wing of the White House is now open. We all exited the East Room, which is where you all saw, the formal event take place, went down, the colonnade hallway, and now that entire area is open, the Blue Room, the Red Room, the State Dining Room, and a few of the other notable rooms here in the White House, the portico overlooking the South Lawn and the Washington Monument.
Well, Tim Wagner, thank you very much for calling in from ground zero of the David Bellavia Medal of Honor ceremony and the reception, of course, in its aftermath. Will we be hearing from you again in the future, sir?
We'll keep you posted. As soon as I have something to report, I'll be back with you.
Well, I know it's a tough assignment you've got, Tim, but somebody's got to do it. Enjoy your lamb chops.
Thank you, sir.
Tim Wagner joining us from the White House on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get right back to the calls and say hello to Charlie again in Buffalo. Sorry about that, Charlie, but when the boss is on the line, one must go at his beck and call.
That's fine. I just would like to say that I really recommend our honor David Bellavia for serving our country. And in the face of battle and almost getting killed, I honor that as well. And as far as politics is concerned, I really don't believe he's going into politics. I don't even think he's even thinking about going into politics, because the one small interview that he had said was that he was very, very happy with the gig he's doing on the radio show. So I really would like to hear him and see him stay with WBEN as your partner on the radio show.
I hope so, too, but we'll see. The world is his oyster right now. Charlie, thanks very much. Rich in Pennsylvania. Richard, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I agree with the last caller. I think David will stay away from politics, and I hope he comes back to the station with you. I think he's the kind of guy, though, I don't think is shy to use his the clout that comes with the Medal of Honor on behalf of the troops, and I think he's going to push for, clear missions, victorious missions, so that, we go in, we take care of business, and we get out, if we have to. You know, David Bellaby will be the first one, and you can say vouch for this. He doesn't want to fight. Nobody wants war. But when we have to, then let's be serious about it. And so I think David's going to be a great advocate for just for the veterans and for the present troops. And
see, that's something for which he could use the Medal of Honor for good for a lot of people and not have it sullied by walking into the slimy world of politics. Which is ironic because this is he wanted to be a congressman a few years back, and now that he could actually run and win, he probably doesn't want it.
Well, David is probably thinking about his family, and you're right, it's a slimy business. So he's going to wait at least 10 years, I think, and maybe he'll think about it in his 50s. But for now, I hope he comes back to WBEN and works with you. Most of the year, maybe he'll take a month or two off to do Medal of Honor tours and advocacy. I hope he comes to Pennsylvania near the Philadelphia area. That's where I live. I think the VFWs are going to get around, and we're going to have something. We have a Medal of Honor grove at the Valley Forge National Park, a historic park. So maybe we hope to have David out here. And visit with veterans out here. So
What I've been telling everybody is I would probably, if you want David to be a part of anything you're doing, I would definitely hold off on sending any invites right now because David Bellavia, as I've said a number of times, he is property of the United States Army, and they have some very, very high-profile things that are going to be tying up David Bellavia for quite some time.
Absolutely. I agree. And there's no hurry. He's young enough. He'll be around. And, down the road, he needs to do what he has to do right now. His whole life has changed.
No, he's a rock star. Everybody wants a piece of David Bellavia, and his life is pretty much being exemplified by what's happening at the reception in the White House right now.
Yeah, and Tom, you know this, because the guy can talk about world art, world poetry. He's funny. He's just a unique individual. I think God has put when he put that Medal of Honor around his neck, that's a yoke. It's a new burden for him. But if anybody can rise to the challenge of how to do it, it'll be David. And he's going to be an amazing, just an amazing advocate, ambassador of the United States and our military.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Good ideas for David Bellavia. It is 4:49. Your thoughts on the ceremony, your message for David Bellavia, your thoughts on what you would like to see David Bellavia do next. And I'm the guy who does not want to see him go into politics because it's such a dirty profession, and I'm afraid it would sully in some way, shape, or form David Bellavia. I think it's inevitable in politics, no matter who you are or what you've done in the past. And we'll go right back to the calls. But coming up after the 5 o'clock news, we will begin to replay the David Bellavia Medal of Honor ceremony. Now, because it is not live, we will be breaking into the recording of the Medal of Honor ceremony so that we can get our necessary commercials and stuff in. But if you missed the ceremony, which was broadcast at 3:30 until roughly 4 o'clock, we will be replaying the ceremony coming up in the 5 o'clock hour for those people driving home who couldn't get out of work or couldn't take time out of work to do it. So be listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is New Jersey on the line, and Joe is with us. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I am a Vietnam veteran. I also am a radio host of the Welcome Home show. And I agree with you wholeheartedly to let David get in the swamp and soil that Medal of Honor in that uniform would be wrong. What I believe and what I profess every week is we need more veterans doing radio shows. We can reach more people, more veterans. We can help out with more causes. Because let's face it, nobody wants to say no to David with a radio show.
This is true, but you know what? I will tell you that David also doesn't want to be just David Bellavia, the veteran. I mean, there's so much more to David Bellavia. We like to sit back and talk about Al Capone. We like to sit back and talk about the mafia and organized crime. We like to talk about movies and Deadwood. David is kind of a Renaissance guy, which is what makes him such a great host.
You have to, but he can really bring our congressmen and our senators to the edge of their seats because they want to listen to veterans. And you know something? We live in a population today that people believe veterans more than they believe politicians. And I want to commend you for the great show, your station, WBEN. Dave and his family, his mom was there, his dad up in heaven, his children, all his soldiers. And that one caller before said it right. He moved himself off the stage because he'll tell you, those guys deserve the medal.
Of course.
These other guys that never made it home. So I want to commend you. Convince David to stay on the radio. And just God bless you for what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for your service, sir. It is appreciated very much. It is 4:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Is that okay with you guys, replaying the Medal of Honor ceremony for David Bellavia for those who missed it at 3:30? Because we've got a whole new circulation of people coming through that got off of work at 5. I'm not just trying to have an easy day here, but David Bellavia is the star at this point, and I happily will take second fiddle and sit in the background so we can listen to the Medal of Honor ceremony again and give people chills again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.